just gonna triple check on my side. Let's make sure everything's connecting. It looks like it's connecting.
Ian, do you invent this brand new from scratch?
It's like every week. It's a brand
every
new.
Every week.
It's
Ian is just like,
it's fucking tough.
What about if we do this?
Yeah. Everything is fine.
I swear to God, you fucking run the streams like I play video games. You just fucking mash buttons.
It's the worst.
And hope something good
every
happens.
Single time. All right, Ian. Ian, walk us through your beard maintenance.
What is your beard maintenance
protocol? I wash it occasionally.
Okay.
I mean,
what?
I don't know. I put beard balm in.
Are you a balm or oil guy?
I both.
You do both?
Yeah, sometimes, depending.
Did you straighten
it? I have straightened. I've run a hot comb through it, and it kind of just like makes it puffier. It doesn't really do it.
Yeah.
What?
I don't like wash it with like shampoo all the time. Like that seems like
it. No, I don't wash it with shampoo either all the time. I wash my hair every time I'm in the shower, but I don't wash my beard. I wash my beard, I think, every other time I'm in the shower.
I wash my beard every time with beard shampoo. I thought.
Yeah,
what's different? What's beard shampoo? Like, how is that different, though?
I think it's better for the skin under your beard.
Yeah, yeah, I don't ever have any problem with skin. My skin is garbage. I'm a fucking chud. If I see the outside world for a second, I sunburn, Tom. I don't. There's nothing that's more delicate or less delicate on my face. It's not gonna. There's nothing.
So wait, you use top of your head shampoo?
Yeah, I use Head and Shoulders, bitch. Fuck yeah.
Do you really?
Fucking A. Yeah.
God damn.
Shoulders. Yeah.
I use some fancy fucking beard shampoo stuff that my guy says I should buy.
Is he an anti-vaxxer too, Tom? Is that what's going on? I used to. Jay says he washes his beard with bar soap. I used to do that too for a long time.
What?
I used to do that. Yeah,
with
absolutely.
Bar soap?
Yeah, fucking A. Whatever.
What?
I don't care how I look.
What?
What, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Crazy.
Man, no, like that's no. Mm-mm. I could never bring myself to do that. I use.
Oh, somebody loves the cover image.
Oh,
cool.
Look at that. Who did the cover image? Yeah.
I wonder.
I just want, before you leave us though, I do want to say, last week on the show, That little piece you put in with you and Gary was so good. Yeah. I thought it was so good. And what I loved about it was how well you can sound like you're talking to Gary. Like I was really impressed.
But I am talking to Gary.
I was really impressed with how you sounded like you talked to Gary. It was very, very cool.
I am talking to Gary. Yeah. Y'all think he's not real. He's real and he lives with me and it's fucked up.
It sounds fucked up.
I have been looking to find a Gary so I could just send Ian his own Gary. But I can't.
Outstanding, wouldn't it?
I was just going to ship you one for Christmas.
Oh, gosh, it'd be
so good. You can't actually find Gary right now. It's really fucking hard to find a Gary right
Someone
now.
Someone says woman's dove for the beard. Women have beard oil dove? That doesn't. That's weird. Are you talking about like between the legs beard? Is that what you're saying?
Women's dove for the bearded glam.
Someone is right here. Whoever this is, K3M15A, I guess. I can barely see it. That piece was very funny. Very,
good.
Very funny.
It's not like I scoured the fans of Cogdis, you know, to see if anybody mentioned it.
Did anybody mention it? Did anybody bother? God. Did you see today that somebody on the Fans of Cogdis wants to have a Ian and Morgan podcast? And I thought, oh my God, would that be the most boring fucking thing?
Jesus. Anybody's ever
created. How are you going to have a show with no personality?
I think what you have to do is.
That's so fucked up.
That's so fucking mean, dude.
So
Morgan is a nice person out there.
Oh, Ian's throwing big shade at Morgan.
I like Morgan a lot.
Damn, shit. Cecil, do we have a straight up feud right now?
It's not Ian versus Morgan.
Dude.
I will say this.
I'm tying their hands together, knife song fighting.
Okay, that is a 30-second fight. Ian will fillet Morgan in a second. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you kidding me, Morgan?
I'm already in a fake feud with Eli.
First off,
Morgan,
this is the extent of Morgan's reach. Right here.
Yeah,
do you see this?
He's got that
My elbow's locked.
He does have that huge axe.
And he tries to break the ring with it, and he messes up, and it shatters the axe.
I love that scene because he he breaks his axe trying to break the ring. And then in the next scene, he's like, and then he pledges his axe. And it's like, you broke your fucking axe.
You don't have an axe. You just fucking wasted it back here. Oh, so good. Yeah.
You pledged your life. You still have that, you stupid little dwarf.
I would be at the studio tonight, guys. But the studio fucking – I go to the fucking studio and I can't get in because the entire fucking power on the studio is fucking out, period. Gone. So I couldn't get into the studio, so I have to do this from home. So if it sounds weird, I apologize. I'm sorry, but that's the fucking the fucking cookie crumbles, man.
The Christmas cookie? Are you ready for Christmas, Cecil? It's like it's nigh upon us.
Man, I will say I fucking love Christmas. You know this about me, Tom. You know how much I love Christmas. My wife and I, every year, we have plans to do all kinds of fucking Christmassy shit all the time. Yeah. We go out and we drive out and see the illumination out at the Arboretum, or we walk downtown and we on Michigan Avenue and we walk down over there. I wear my Star Wars Darth Vader Star Wars shirt, and we just have a blast, and I always cook we always go out to dinner on Christmas Eve, and then we normally visit Sarah's parents on Christmas Day for dinner, but we normally eat out. It's a thing. It's like a thing that we've been doing for several years, and we love it. We go out for a walk afterwards. You came out with us one year. I don't know if you remember. You came out us one year. We went to a really nice Italian restaurant, and another couple came with us. We just had a beautiful, wonderful time. And so it's been – it's like a wonderful tradition. I don't feel super Christmassy this year because I haven't been out as much. Yeah. And Chicago gets pretty Christmassy, especially on my walk
Chicago
to work.
Is beautiful in Christmas time.
Yeah,
it's
and
beautiful.
So I just haven't had a lot of that sort of feed that has been – so I'm not as Christmassy as I normally would be, and so it's been a little difficult to do this year. But like I've been saying with everything else, I'm putting off all of my celebrations until I can go outside. So everything just gets put on a shelf, and the moment is going to be like, okay, well, this week it's Christmas. Let's go do a Christmas thing. Because I'm not going
to – Are you going to do that, or are you just going to have Christmas in July or whatever? Cecil. Can we have Christmas in July?
I think so, yeah. Let's do
it. Can we do
Let's
Christmas in July?
We can fucking move it. We are adults. We can do whatever we want.
Boom!
I eat cake for breakfast if I want.
Fuck yeah, dude. Yeah. Right now, let's do it. We're just going to plan it. Christmas in July.
Hell yeah, let's do it. Yeah. We might have enough fucking...
Amazing.
We might have enough fucking COVID vaccines by then.
I think by July we should be all right, don't you?
I hope so, man. They just said that there was another 100 million of the Pfizer one, I think, they just bought. So, you know, that's... If they have 200 million of that, that's 100 million people. That's pretty good.
That's a third of the country.
Good. Yeah,
that's
pretty good.
Then they got the
good.
Moderna one coming up.
Yeah.
And so if you can bang out another 100 million of us.
Yeah, it's something. It's something. So, Tom, if you don't mind, I just want to really quickly make one quick statement. So last week on the live stream, we had Thomas on, and we had somebody in chat that was being annoying, right? And while they were being annoying, content warning, by the way, I'm going to say it again. So if you're someone who deals with depression, I'm a content warning, I'm going to say something pretty horrible in a second. So while we were talking, I saw the thing come up, and I don't know what happened, but I said, and I do know what happened, I'm going to explain it here in a second. I said to the guy in chat, kill yourself. And I want to apologize to the stream. First off, I shouldn't have said that. That was a 100% inappropriate thing to say. I want to apologize to Tom and Thomas because they were on the stream with me. I know Tom said he didn't even really hear it. He might have heard it and he didn't really say anything. But I want to apologize to you guys because you guys were stuck here on the stream with me. And specifically, I want to apologize to that guy in stream. I think his name was Norman. While you still are an asshole, and I still want you to go fuck yourself, I do want to apologize for saying that to you. That's inappropriate. You shouldn't say it. I'm not going to excuse what I said, but I will explain it very briefly. When I was in high school, when I was, you know, I had a, you know, a pretty normal high school experience, but at my high school lunch table and the friends that I hung out with, we said that to each other all the time. I mean, it was everything. We said it constantly. And it was even an answer to, are you going to finish that? We would say it to each other. We would say it all the time. And so, yeah. So I have since tried to wean that out of my vocabulary as something to say, but there was something that clicked there and I said it. And I'm also guilty too. I haven't said it in many years, but I'm also guilty too of saying things, saying another word, retard is something I used to say all the time growing up. I said it so much, and yeah. I've tried to cut that out of my vocabulary too, because it's offensive and it's shitty and you shouldn't say it. And the same thing goes for kill yourself. I should have never said it. It was a stupid thing to say. I'm not trying to explain it away. I'm just trying to tell you why it happened. Contextualize it for you so you understand. And so that's the end of it. I'm sorry to all the people who heard it. I'm sorry to the guy who I said it to. I still don't want him here. Don't get me wrong. I don't want him here.
Well,
but
I didn't mean to say that,
and I'm sorry. So
there are many other ways you could have chosen to insult him.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's done. That's done. Let's do a story, Tom.
Let's
do a story. I have this story. It's just a talkie.
Oh.
But this is so good. This is, and it's kind of long, but this is Rick Scarborough.
But it's timely.
It's so good, Tom. Rick Scarborough.
It's Christmas Eve Eve.
Yeah, it's Christmas Eve Eve, and Rick Scarborough warns about the dangers of allowing children to believe in Santa. So here we go. We're going to start from the beginning.
Obviously, tried to build a strong Christian home with extended family who enjoyed playing up Santa Claus in the minds of our very impressionable children. And at first, my wife enjoyed playing the game. And
your wife was Santa Claus? That's weird, dude. I'm sorry.
He's basically like, yeah, no kidding. I like that he's talking about playing Santa, and then he immediately talks about how his wife used to like it. That's your role play thing, man. That's what.
We're not talking about that.
He immediately goes to his wife. He's like, not at first the kids liked it, or at first it was fun. He's like, you know, at first my wife liked it when I would put the beard on and dress her as an elf. And, I mean, when I suggested I dress her as one of the reindeer.
Oh yeah, one of the reindeer is definitely a little.
All right, you're gonna be Vixen night. If you know what I mean.
It's and a I'll, little late night.
Well,
yeah.
I guess I'm Dasher. I've always been Dasher. It's it's kind of the curse.
Yeah,
kind of the curse. Anyway, suck on my red nose. That's I guess.
Christmas Eve, our children would be so excited that we had difficulty getting to go to sleep that night so that Santa would come.
But
hey,
antihistamines, and they're right out like a light.
But hey, Santa will come if you get in that reindeer outfit.
And if you want to get in a reindeer outfit, head over to adamandeve.com.
Do we have a thing across the bottom? Do you have any of those ticker tape things that you could throw in there, Ian, right now for Adam and Eve? Is there a thing in there that you could throw? Because the other system that we use was way better, because it could throw a little thing on the bottom.
Yeah, I don't have tickers like that anymore.
Oh, okay.
I have something else.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
What have you got? Is it something you have to create on
it's
the
just
fly?
Like, no, like this.
There you go. Okay, that's not bad.
I'm disappointed.
Yeah. Oh, and also this one. I mean, that's.
Oh, that's good too. I like that. Support Gary. Support Gary. I love it.
Location needed. Please fucking listen. Location
needed. Please fucking listen.
Some person listen, please. Oh, so
there's
amazing.
The two votes shirt. There's that.
All right, let me play more of this dummy.
Admitted to our people that it was very enjoyable to witness the way our children's minds would wrap around the fantasy of old Kris Kringle as he magically appeared at the home of every child in the world, knowing exactly what each child deserved and wanted for Christmas.
Yeah, we know what Santa is. I love that he's explaining it like it's his own quirky family tradition. Like, as if, you know, let me tell you a little something about this Santa Claus character. We fucking know. Everybody fucking knows. We're not in France where, like, bells fly around and drop off the gifts. We're in a real country with a million COVID cases or whatever.
Tom, let me tell you about this little tradition I have. In the fourth Thursday of every November, my family gets together. Tom, we have this huge feast, and I just want to tell you about it. We call it Thanksgiving. I don't know. It's a little thing. It's just a little thing that we do.
Crazy. Now, tell me if you've heard this one. On the anniversary of the birth of every member of my household, we bake a cake.
What?
And we light a tiny fire on the cake, one for each year of the anniversary. It's a whole thing we do. You know, we call it a birthday.
Amazing. That is amazing.
I know.
I love it. I love the idea. I'm going to steal it if you don't mind. Oh. Ian, are you there?
Yes.
Can you turn your headphones down?
Oh, sorry. I guess I'm deaf.
You are deaf, dude, because I could hear myself through there. All right, here we go.
Grammy
but as our
guys.
Children got older, they began asking questions that were more difficult to answer.
Yeah.
Like, how can
where do babies
like,
come from?
Why do you spend so much time with Auntie?
Your breath smells like the liquor store.
I thought you said you had a job, but you've been here every day this week.
In every store we enter. And how can Santa go to every home in the world in one night?
Wow, it sounds
and
like
how
bullshit.
How can he carry so many gifts? And where did he get all those gifts? We knew the stock answers that we were to give, but as the children got older, they asked harder questions. And then there was the search.
What's meth, Daddy?
I love this story from a religious guy so much. Nothing in the world makes me happier than the moment where he teeters on his own self-awareness.
I know.
Scurries back from the precipice.
Constantly bouncing back and forth. It's like, oh man, what if somebody believed in a magical man who made everything you ever wanted?
It's amazing. You wonder if you're being trolled. I listen to this and I'm like, no way.
He says it from the pulpit too. It's so amazing.
I know. It makes me wonder if he's like one of those like pastors that lost their faith.
Yeah.
And it feels like that, doesn't it? I'm going to tell a story about Santa Claus.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then there's this moment where he's just standing there. He's like, and then you could just sort of hear, it almost feels like if he just turned his head the right way, the gears would work in the one way that they need to work. Oh, it's insane.
Just slip, slip, slip. Come on, catch. Gosh. It's like you're like trying to start your car in the winter, and it's just like, rup, 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 and you're like, come on. Almost had it.
Nope.
Man.
That we would never pull this off ultimately. That really bothered me as a father and a Christian pastor. I knew that sooner rather than later, I'd have to confess that we'd all been lying all the while. And here's where I decided that I wouldn't continue to embellish what I knew to be false. At the very time they were reaching for the age of accountability, around 7 and 8 years of age, when a child...
What now? Zeke, hold on.
...child can be saved.
Oh my God. 8 years old?
It's the age of accountability.
Jesus Christ. I couldn't even do times tables at 8 years old. How can I be an accountant? That's ridiculous.
Some little 8-year-old's got the fucking accounting ledger. He's got the two columns and everything. He's got that green lamp and the visor and crunching his fucking numbers and everything.
Oh, man. 8 years old. That's fucking...
I have 8, 9. I have kids that they're not accountable for anything. The kids that age, it's like, can you pick up your fucking towel off the bathroom floor 1/3 of the time? Just please, if you could do that 1/3 of the time, please. And they're just like, no, I'm 8. I forgot we had this conversation.
You're supposed to do that 1/3 of the time?
I would accept it 1/3 of the time. Oh, it's 0%. I'm trying to get it to 1 out of 3.
Oh, I don't do it at all. So I was just curious if you did it 1/3 of the time. So, yeah.
God. How you can't hold an 8-year-old accountable for anything?
There's a reason why in the law we most of the time don't try children as adults. Because they're children, it turns out. Like, what the fuck? But God is such a fucking Hardcastle and McCormick. He's up there like, sorry, you're 8 years old. 8 years old and you did something where you took a sweet from your parents when you shouldn't have. Yeah. You're going to hell.
What the fuck can you even do that's that wrong or immoral?
I mean,
8? You don't have access to immorality yet.
Oh, no. In the United States, you probably have access to a gun. So oh, that's maybe, true. Yeah, maybe.
All my kids get guns.
Yeah.
As soon as they're born, I give them a fire. I don't load it. I'm not a fucking psychopath. I don't load it till they're three.
No, don't be ridiculous.
What, are you kidding me?
Yeah, don't be ridiculous. But they do get a gun whoopee when they're born. Yeah.
We discover that the one who'd been encouraging them to believe in Jesus was the same one who lied about Santa. That pierced my heart to the core as a father. I challenged our people in the message to consider how many of our children walked away from their faith. And could it not be that we were planting the seeds of doubt in their young minds when we lied about Santa Claus? After all, if you truly look at what we proclaim about Jesus,
come on, you can do it.
Of our Lord and about
you're so
who
close.
God is,
oh, so close.
It takes a leap of faith to believe it.
He's so close,
he
man.
He says it.
He's so close.
He's right there.
He's fucking right
He's there.
He's
right there, man.
Jesus Christ.
Just, I mean. Holy shit, just tickle the balls a little and that thing is going to pop.
He's fucking right there. Oh, man. Someone said I thought it was Joe Scarborough. Not Joe Scarborough. Joe Scarborough's Morning Joe. It's not Morning Joe. It's an older... Maybe it's Joe Scarborough's dad. I don't know.
If the authority figure in your life has been lying for years... about a Santa Claus figure has all the attributes of a God.
You're right.
How can you really trust him to be telling you the truth
you
now?
You can do this.
About the revelation of the God-man.
Yes.
Yes, you can do it.
Dude, I'm right there with you, man. I agree with you. fuck it. You are right. He's making the right point, but he doesn't understand his own point, Cecil. He's in a place where he's like, you know, if you really pay attention, this does seem a little silly. And you're like, yeah, because it's silly. And he's like, we don't want then to pay attention.
It's so close.
That's where he's at.
So
that's the conclusion is don't look too carefully at other myths. So let's not. That's really what he's saying. Let's back away from Santa Claus, because if we learn that some myths are untrue, we will stop believing all myths.
This is mythological edging. That's what this is. It's the edging of myth and story. That's where we're at. Jesus edging. Someone said they're worried I'm going to get electrocuted. This is powered by a battery. If I got electrocuted by a battery, that would be something. Let me tell you. All right, let me play the rest of this. It's still a little more. We're still only about two-thirds of the way through it.
Feeling increasingly defensive about Santa, please let me finish the message which I shared with our congregation, who largely felt the same way you likely feel right now when they heard it the first time. Some interesting facts about Santa to consider.
Okay.
First, his name is spelled with the exact same letters that spell Satan.
Yeah.
Coincidence?
That's true. That is true. It does anagram very easily into Satan. Yeah, got us, buddy. You got us.
Jeez.
You got us.
Now we're doing the rearrangey letters thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Coincidence? Well, is everything that's Santa evil? Is Santa Barbara evil? Is Santa Faye evil? Also, doesn't Santa come from saint? Isn't it just another word's version of saint?
Yep. Yeah, but other languages are
other
evil.
Other languages? Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, other
obviously.
Language, yeah.
Other languages are evil. That's just obvious.
Dude, fucking
it's
idiots.
It's anagram of Satan.
It's anagram of Satan, guys.
Oh, God. You almost had it, buddy.
You're close.
Except I do not believe that anything with God is accidental or coincidental.
Yeah.
Perhaps you're thinking, well, preacher, you're way up too tight about this. Well, just continue to listen.
Okay.
And let's think it through.
All right.
Secondly, Santa is given all the attributes of God. He is omniscient. He knows everything that every child is doing.
Mm-hmm.
He's omnipresent.
Okay.
Allowing him to be in every store simultaneously around the world in a single night.
Sure.
And he's omnipotent.
All right.
There's no toy that he cannot create and provide out of thin air if he decides the child is worthy of it.
No, that's not true. He uses slave elf labor. He doesn't create that shit out of thin air. He has elves that make it. Fucking learn your fucking mythology, man. Yeah.
And let me tell you, he cannot produce every single fucking toy out of thin air because there's plenty of kids that fucking wish to Santa for something they never fucking got. Let me tell you, I wanted that fucking G.I. Joe hovercraft. I never got it. I never got it. So fuck there's you, Santa. Fuck you. That's
but that's just like God. There's all those kids who are like, I don't want cancer.
Yeah, I would like to eat a food. Yeah, no, right? Sorry, man. Yeah, sorry. No, yeah, I don't want to be raped by a priest. Sorry. That's just how it works.
The only problem with this is it's all a lie. And that allows for a transition to the most indicting part of the Santa myth.
Okay.
The entire case for Santa is built upon a works foundation. He's keeping a list of who's naughty and nice, and he checks it twice.
Jesus, it sounds just like your God. What is happening right now?
Like, so if that's not true, then you're... But he won't go there. He's just like, nope, we just don't put your head in the sand. Your head should be in the sand. Always, if something scares you, the trick is not to look at it. That's what you do. Yeah. If you're afraid, if there's a monster in your room, hide under the covers. Yeah. Obviously. Never confront the monster. Never, never confront the monster.
And only if a child is truly deserving according to their works do they merit the gift or gifts they requested, teaching a works system.
That's
this is antithetical to the gospel narrative.
That's literally the gospel narrative. It's right fucking there. It's literally the thing. What are you talking about?
And again.
Oh,
just
he's
just
so close.
Get
Tom.
Over the edge, man.
He's so close the whole time. He just keeps on like creeping and creeping. And he's fucking so close. You just come on, man. All you got to do is just make that one time. It's not even a leap. It's the tiniest step. And he just won't do it.
Yeah. He is literally advocating, if this makes you nervous, don't think about it too hard. Yeah. Stop thinking about the way this is true for lots of other things you don't believe in.
Oh, man.
And all the things they have in common. No, we don't do that. Instead, we just literally don't think about that at all. Only think about the things that you agree with. That's the key to a successful life. But honestly, that's just faith.
Right.
That's faith.
And the fact that Santa is paying attention to you when you're fucking sleeping and away. I mean, fucking everybody who believes in God thinks God watches you while you jerk off, right?
Yeah, I know, right?
Don't you think that? Like, don't
that's
you
why
think?
I look up at the that's fucking clouds and make hard eye contact.
Hard eye contact. Exactly. Yep, that's yep. dominant, Tom. Yep, absolutely.
That's it.
I ask God if he likes that. I said, do you like that? Do you like that, God?
Yeah. Fling a little at the sky.
I'm like that guy on Silence of the Lambs who throws it at fucking Jodie Foster or whatever. I'm like that guy. I bit my hand or whatever he said. Jesus, man. It's fucked up. What toy when you were a kid? Was there any toys, Tom, that you saw or wanted that you just couldn't, you just really, really wanted, and maybe you never got, or if you did get, you probably didn't, but I know I didn't.
I remember getting, like, I was a G.I. Joe kid, like, so I'm right there with you. G.I. Joe had this, like, battle station, somebody suggested the Chet the Aircraft Carrier, but they also had, like, this like big ass fucking like Land Rovery thing, and I wanted that, but it was probably like $20 million. Like, it was some of that G.I. Joe shit was crazy, wildly expensive. I know I wanted that. And my dad was just like, "That's what? No, you're not. That's not gonna happen.
No.
Just no. Don't even put it on a list. That's not gonna happen.
Okay, I'm searching for some stuff, Tom, to see if I could find anything. G.I. Joe headquarters.
Maybe that was it. I gotta look. G.I. Joe, biggest vehicle. All right, there's...
The headquarters looks pretty small.
What the fuck was it? No, it's Mobile Command Center.
Mobile Command Center. Let me call it up.
Mobile Command Center. G.I. Joe Mobile Command Center.
It's only $250 on eBay.
I think that's the one that I want.
Oh, that's fucking badass.
Dude, I still want it.
It's $250 on eBay.
I'm gonna get one for the
studio. Be a patron goal.
Hold on a second. Here we go. So this is the mobile command center here. But let me.
Yeah, that's totally it. I totally wanted this. Did you take your G.I. Joes apart?
Hey, Ian, can you put it on the screen?
Yeah, I was just doing that.
Okay. I used to take them. I did used to take them apart and then put different, make new ones. Yeah.
I had a friend that convinced me that if you like made a really cool new one,
I think it's badass.
Look at that thing.
That thing is badass, dude. Are you kidding me?
That thing is awesome.
I wanted one. What I wanted was the G.I. Joe hovercraft so bad when I was a kid. I never got. I fucking loved it so much. I'd watch the show because on the show they had the hovercraft.
Oh yeah!
And I remember watching the show and thinking to myself, "Oh, I fucking want that so bad." But but yeah, the hovercraft was fucking baller.
Were you a G.I. Joe? You like G.I. Joe?
I watched the shit out of that show all the time. Yeah. Yep. I love those movies that guy made that use the G.I. Joe movie, but he talks over them.
Oh yeah, the Fenzler movies or whatever.
Yeah, those are so funny. Those are just absolute pork chop sandwiches. Somebody puts in the chat. Yeah, pork chop sandwiches. That's fucking amazing. Oh, so amazing, dude. So good. That G.I. Joe. That is fucking baller.
Look at that fucking hovercraft.
That's fucking baller, man. God, I wanted that so bad.
So do you know why I liked the G.I. Joe? I liked the G.I. Joe toys because I was a very, very hyper literal kid. The G.I. Joe toys articulated in ways that you could actually play with them so that they could fight and move.
Yeah.
Any toy that was locked
with stick
arms, He-Man
straight
toys?
Arms? Yeah.
I wouldn't play with them because clearly they can't swing their arm to punch or fight. Like they're locked in. I wouldn't play with Hot Wheels cars because you could look in the window and see that nobody was driving. And I was like, how can I was just like, this is obviously not an occupied vehicle. Right, so I wouldn't play. I didn't like the Star Wars toys because they weren't articulated enough to make pretend with. I just wasn't that imaginative.
Ram Man was the worst figure. He was genuinely the worst figure because all he did was go down. And I don't even think his arms moved all the way up. I think they only moved part way up. I think they stopped. Yeah, so.
Yeah. Ram Man. The other one was Skunk Or. Remember that toy, the He-Man, the one that smelled bad?
I don't know.
There was a He-Man toy named Skunk Or, and it was a skunk villain, and
skunk
it smelled
villain.
Like shit. It smelled so bad. And so when
why
you play
would you
with
buy that?
But your hands would smell bad, and you put it in a box with the other toys, then all your toys would stink.
Stink Or?
You're like, what the fuck would I buy this for?
I think
Stink Or. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought it was Skunk Or.
Well, but it is a skunk.
Okay.
That's outstanding. Ian, what this is, we're way older than you. So what was the toy when you were a kid? Was there a hot toy?
Somebody, I'm sorry. Holy shit, Tom, I remember that. I had one. I buried it in the yard. Yeah. Holy shit. That thing stinks.
That's the dumbest looking thing I've ever seen.
That motherfucker smells so bad. He's covering his own nose.
That looks like the alien from Signs. It's so stupid. Oh, it's amazing. Amazing. Ian, what was your brand? Did you have a brand, a special toy?
Nerf was always big.
Well, it was either
Legos.
Nerf or
those are older though. Those are older than you.
They're not. I mean,
you played with iPhones and stuff. Whatever.
Yeah, you just had a baby at that age.
I don't really know if there was something super popping like that. Yeah. I had a lot of Spawn figurines, which were cool. But that was later.
Spawn? I remember Spawn. It was a comic book thing.
Yeah, the comic book thing.
Yeah.
The Hell Beast thing.
Come here.
It was dope.
Hold on, my dumb cat.
I don't know if there's other ones
What about an Uzinator?
Ninja Turtles. Yeah. I don't know if I had an Uzinator. Wait, is the Uzinator the one that's
squirt gun? Yeah.
That's weird.
Oh, look at that.
Oh,
buddy. That's cute. Little boy.
Kitty.
Okay, go on.
I'm not a
brony. My stupid cats are bothering me. So if you pick them up, you pick them up for a second and then they'll run away.
resets them.
Especially because I'm loud now. So just like you, when you're loud, they don't. I don't like it when it's loud. That's weird. You're weirding me out when I'm loud. So yeah.
They when I'm down here working, they come out and hang out with me. When I'm down here recording, they're just like, fuck that.
Yeah. The
big one's making too much sound.
The fucking chunky one has been screaming the whole time we've been recording because there's not enough food in his bowl. Now, there's food in his bowl. Don't get me wrong.
I know.
There's plenty of food in his bowl, but there's not enough and in the right layering on his bowl. It's got to be just enough or else he's going to be, yeah. So.
That shit makes me fucking cry. I've been a dog person my whole life.
Yeah.
Now I'm a cat, and I've got cats. And, like, I genuinely have come over to the side. Like, I love the cats. They're great. They're wonderful pets. But the fucking food situation with cats is...
Yeah.
They somehow, like, throw it everywhere, too, and I don't even know how. And then they won't eat the floor food. They just throw it into their fucking water. Why? Because fuck you. That's why.
They won't drink
that water. Then they won't eat the food they fucking threw. What is wrong with you fuckers?
When I fucking top, when my fucking fat one eats, he literally digs his face in the bowl, and then he goes, and it like pulses into the bowl. It's amazing, dude. It's amazing. He's doing it right now. I should fucking film this. It's amazing. He just fucking, he's choking on his own foot. It's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing.
I've got a cat that, like, when you, he looks, he's like kind of a bigger cat. When you pet him, he's fucking skin and bones. It's because he fucking eats so fast, he's bulimic. He eats blarp. And you're like, dude, if you hold the food in and use it, you'll get bigger. And he's like, blarp, I should eat more. She needs slower, asshole. Yeah.
What the fuck, man?
Oh, my God, I'm so mad. Somebody in the chat, my brother got Snake Mountain for Christmas one year.
Oh. What's that? I don't know what that is.
Snake Mountain was an awesome toy. Hang on, I'll send you a picture.
Snake Mountain.
I'm gonna look it up. You don't need to.
I'll find it. Oh. That's not real. Oh, it is real.
Yeah, it's the He-Man like layer thing or whatever.
Oh, Grayskull, right?
Yeah.
No,
oh,
that's
God.
Different. That's different.
You know, on eBay, if you want one of those fuckers in a box, it's $800.
Shut the fuck. What now?
$800 for fucking Snake Mountain. God damn.
Shit.
Oh, it's not even in the box.
Wow. Let's and I thought a racist seat cushion that I could send to Eli was a lot of money.
That's is that the size? Was enormous.
Holy shit, is that the size? Because the guys on those He-Man guys were fucking diesel. They were big.
Yep.
They were chunkers. They weren't small.
Did you ever have your guys fight smaller guys? Like I had
That was the best. They would
fucking roll in and kick the shit out of everybody.
It's the best, yeah. Except for they couldn't move their arms very well. Like you said, they just punch me like, and then fall off the place.
What's that? They're obviously easy to flank. They can't turn. They can't pivot.
I used to love watching the commercials because all the kids would have a really nice stream that would stream through their yard with little tiny trees and it was like a whole battleground. It all looked amazing. And I'm just like, I'm some dresser playing. I'm dresser.
same shit. They had these commercials. They like shoot missiles. And the missiles like hit things that like break when the
those
missiles shoot like a fucking like an 80-year-old ejaculate. Just like. just sort of flops out of the fucking thing. You couldn't knock over a feather with those little fucking cheap, shitty missiles.
They were the worst. They were the worst.
The kids play like I'm like playing in the fucking mud in like a fucking alley in Chicago.
I know. All right. So next week we're coming back on New Year's Eve. Hopefully, I'll be at the studio and not at home. That'd be good. We have a studio. That'd be good. Yeah.
I'll still be here.
Yeah.
I'm never fucking leaving.
Do you know it? Because you're actually one of those people that are a necessary worker. Are you on the list essential?
Where my industry is an essential industry, but I would not register for the vaccine. Because I don't think you have to be essential. Yeah. So I wouldn't feel good about getting in front of the line, and then I can still stay home. And like, my wife is not an essential worker. So
sure.
If I get it, it just doesn't feel like an.
I'm going to be in the last wave too, even though I'm in education. They're not asking anybody that's not necessary to come back. So they're saying work from home. So I am not on the list either. Yeah. I have been seeing people on my Facebook feed though. You know, small amounts, but a few people on my Facebook feed I've seen getting the vaccine, which is good. But man, even on the major sites, sites that are posting about the vaccine, there's so many anti-vax nutters out there. It's going to be a real uphill battle for this to happen, for it to get coverage, because there's so many people out there that think it's not that, you know, oh, it's just crazy, man.
I hate the people like, I wouldn't, I don't even get the flu vaccine. Why would I get this? And you're like, well,
wow, you're dangerous. Thanks.
Also, it's like that. Why are you drawing an equivalence to the flu vaccine?
Yeah. Also,
I don't
that's
even
dangerous.
Get the flu vaccine.
It's you like, should.
Like, this is orders of magnitude more dangerous than the flu.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
I don't understand that at all.
Oof. Yeah, it's going to be uphill battle. But anyway, so maybe one day you and I will be in the same studio.
Summertime,
together. Who
buddy.
Knows? Summertime. Fingers crossed. Happen. Well, anyway, guys, have a Merry Christmas. Enjoy your Christmas. We will be back next week at the same time, 9 p.m. Wednesday. And after that, it's going to be, we are going to be on going back to Thursday nights again. So it's Wednesday next week. And then after that, Thursday nights from that point on. But come back and join us and come hang out with us. We love having you here and we love chatting. So come hang out.
Love these things. Thank you, guys.
And so Merry Christmas, everybody. And we'll see you next week for New Year's Eve. Merry Christmas.
Guys.
Bye.
Ian, are you doing anything special for the holiday?
It's a first
with the baby. What are you
it
doing?
It is
you're
a gonna, first with the baby.
You're
I don't
like
know.
Leave it outside overnight, like in a
yeah, they like
or whatever
that, right?
You're supposed to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, I'm sure that's how I was raised. I gotta go make cookies, and we're gonna drop them off at family members, and then wave
nice.
The baby at them
oh,
from
nice.
Afar.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's cool.
That's good.
Yeah. I don't know. Nothing else.
Okay.
Yeah. What? Why? What should I do with the baby?
No, person. Nothing. I just, I'm always curious. Like, if
take him to
are,
a mall and put him on a Santa lap.
The baby's yeah. fucking yeah. boring. It's not doesn't disgusting. Do anything until right. they're like 14 or whatever.
Yeah.
Like they just
okay.
Yeah, you could actually be an absentee parent
place.
Until then, and you'll be fine.
Oh,
so
good.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Good.
No, there's nothing fun to do with him. I was just curious if you had invented something. So
No. That's it.
But no, I didn't know if you're gonna have family or whatever. Some people make a big fuss out of the first Christmas.
So. Yeah, it's just that 2020 sucks.
It probably would have been though if it would.
It would have been. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we'll do Zoom depressing. But it'll be fine.
Dude,
it'll
I
be
gotta
fine.
Say, we did Zoom Christmas with my dad. Oh my god, it was amazing. My dad is not tech savvy at all. Like at one point, like he's holding Christmas cards up against the camera. Like to show Christmas cards. It's like, oh Jesus God! It was like, holy shit! It was amazing. It was fucking amazing.
Now so Gary's good. Not here. Gary's in the basement doing something. I don't know.
Gary's not here tonight.
He said not to come down.
Is Gary doing Dance Dance Revolution on your stream while you're not watching him?
Sake. Is all right, we're happening? Finishing. This is we're over. Goodbye, everybody. Happy C word.
We got
C-word.
Our kid a ring fit though.
Merry C word to
Did
everyone.
Did you?
Yeah, one of the kids got a ring fit.
Nice. Watch Gary's.